For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, the community hub is underway with the superb leisure park and the new primary school now announced. Just 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
Harry and Meghan had their first official engagement because it was Prince Charles' 70th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, well done. And you know what I love about this? And it's about familial love. Harry didn't go off on a honeymoon. He wanted to hang around for his dad's 70th.
He's got to work.
Well played. Yeah, you don't just get electric Jaguars for nothing, Harry. or, you know, Hollywood superstars on your arm for nothing. You got to work for it, buddy. And did he have to work yesterday? So he got up to do his speech, and he's a great orator. I do love listening to Harry talk. I think he's funny. He's got his dad's wit. And
his mum's charm.
Absolutely. And his dad's hairline. Has anyone noticed
those
shots?
Both of them.
Just cut it shorter,
but
mate.
But what is it about the royal receding hairline that comes from the back? It's like it's balding backwards.
Sure.
It's weird. Okay. But no, it's good. They're still hot, both of them. Well done. Anyway, he's having a chat, and mid-speech, he gets stung by a bee.
To protect a particular species under threat, with which William and I draw inspiration from every day. To save an input. Sorry, that bee really got me.
It was buzzing around his hair, and then just landed on his little ear, bang. And my favourite part about all of this, Fev, Meghan, new wife, couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was the funniest thing ever. They'll make it, those two.
Yeah, they'll make it. I reckon she wishes some of her family got bitten by bees.
Yeah.
Mid-interview.
I think they've got
just shut them up.
But, and it's funny, I only had a chat the other day with Trixie about bees because we were, where were we? We were somewhere and there was a bee and I told her not to touch it and she had to put her socks and shoes on. Because she's running around on the grass. And I said to her, darling, if you get stung by a bee, it's going to hurt. And she said to me, Mummy, what does that feel like? And it was interesting because I thought to myself, wow, imagine never having been stung
by a bee. I've never been stung by a bee.
Are you kidding me?
Never.
I'm so surprised by that.
Why?
Are you tricking?
No.
Because
I get bitten by mozzies.
How do you get...
That's not what we're talking about.
I don't understand how you get through life walking. You don't even wear shoes and it's 5 degrees.
Yes.
Grass, you're walking along.
Yeah, never been bitten by a bee.
I reckon I've been bitten by 15.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I've got a pollen thing happening.
You might be sneezing like honey.
I am so surprised by that because weird. And they get you.
Don't
when
do
you,
that again.
Don't do that ever again.
They get you two memorable bee sting experiences. One, it was horrible because I had a brand newborn baby. Trixie was about 5 days old.
Ooh.
And I had this moment where I went, I'm just going to walk outside into the sunshine holding my baby. It was like a Kleenex commercial. And then bang, I stepped on a bee, screamed, nearly dropped her. The phenomenal pain of a bee sting. Wow. You never maybe felt it, Fev.
No, maybe when we dip in the ratings in a couple of years, I'll go into a beehive and we'll get...
Mauled.
Just get mauled.
Just...
Hey, maybe when we get a dip in the ratings in a few minutes when I start this segment...
What are you doing? I'm a bee.
Bee stings. Oh. No, Harry got stung by a bee and I'm just saying Fev's never been stung by a bee.
So what do you want people to do?
Share your memorable, unforgettable bee sting story. Come on! You know it! They really hurt.
What?
Byron.
It's just going to be people going, I got stung by a bee and it hurt.
No, I want to know the circumstances. I want Fev to understand the pain.
What's
He's
it like? Is it like getting stabbed by a...
Yeah, it's like...
I've had a...
It's
like
excruciating.
I've had a paper cut. Is
no,
it like that?
No.
Who's making these things?
Thief has requested all these.
It's like, okay, I'm going to go and get a knife in the kitchen, and after this, a little experiment where I make Fev feel the pain of a bee sting.
Why are you going to stab him?
He genuinely wants to know what it feels like. Yeah.
Plenty of calls coming through, surprisingly.
Have you been stung?
No, 13, 10, 60.
He's never been stung
so
either.
Are you going to stab me as well?
Have you never been stung?
No, it's not that common.
I don't think it's that common
serious?
Either.
13, 10, 60 is the number if you've been.
I reckon once a summer I get stung by a
bee. We'll come back to all your exciting calls next.
101.9 The Fox.
The minority in this room, Foxy, you were acting like we were from the caves, that we'd never been bitten by a bee. Out of the three people in here, only one person's been bitten by a bee.
I'm sorry. I was stunned that neither of you have been bitten by bees because I reckon I get bitten once a summer.
What like, are you doing? Where are you hanging out?
It's almost a rite of passage at some stage in your youth to get bitten by a bee.
Do you roll around clover?
Is that the
no? But I
play that bee noise.
Which one do you want? Can I quickly reset? We're talking about this because Prince Harry was doing a speech at Prince Charles' 70th birthday yesterday, and it was pretty funny footage because he had a bee just buzzing around his hair. And then it got him. Sorry.
To protect a particular species under threat, with which William and I draw inspiration from every day. That bee really got me.
Was he talking about bees? He said insects.
No, do you know what I love about it, though? This is the guy. He's just scored the hot Hollywood actress. He's just had the world obsess and love his wedding. It's just that little bit of revenge. Like, okay, not everything's great, mate. You got stung by a bee. And I am surprised that neither of you have been stung by a bee. What about a wasp, Fev?
No. Isn't the same thing?
A bullet?
No.
You have never had a wasp ant or bee bite. I think that is extraordinary. It's almost a Guinness World Record.
If something that hasn't happened?
Yeah.
I don't think it makes classes. I think it has to actually happen.
Have you been bit by any of them?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, no bull ant or wasp?
No.
Oh, what's going on? Are you having a lend of me?
No, I dead set never been
okay,
bitten.
Okay, Emily in Roxburgh Park.
Bitten by a dog.
Emily, these boys don't know what it feels like to be bitten by a bee. Talk us through what happened to you. Can we have some music to accompany Emily?
Be the one. There'll be bee-related songs throughout this, won't there?
Ever.
What happened, Em?
Well, just on a family picnic, I ended up sitting on one. I didn't know what it was at first. And then realised, because we saw the dead bee on the bench, and my mother had to actually pull the finger out, which was even embarrassing, and everyone was just... Like, I thought it was so funny, but I was there dying in pain, like, trying not to cry. Ice packs, everything. And the thing was, it didn't just go away then and then. I had the pain for a few days and walked around with a Kim K butt.
It's extraordinary. I know.
When a bee stings you, it dies.
It dies. It leaves you its stinger in you, though. You've got to get the stinger,
Fev. What's the point of it, then? Why would you sting someone?
Oh, what's the point of life? I mean, I don't know. We all die eventually.
Wow.
The bee just
dies. Thank you for your call,
Emily. But if they sting, they die. But interesting.
Oh, there's lots of questions in the
insect
world.
Because if I was a bee, I wouldn't be stinging anyone.
I don't think it knows it's going to die.
How do you know?
I don't know. It's a very good point.
Megan.
Would you like another bee-related song?
Please. Stretch, longbow there, Byron. But Megan from Springvale. Hi, Megan.
Hi, how are you guys?
Yeah, great, Megan. The boys haven't been stung by bees. Could you please explain to them how painful that is?
Oh, my God, it is terrible. I've been stung twice. Once when I was 3 years old, we were having breakfast with the family and I got stung on my belly button.
Ooh, how'd it get in there?
Yeah, I have no idea. It was a hot day. I have no idea. And the other time, we were having a barbecue on a vacation and it went on the meat and I bit it and then it stung me on my tongue.
Oh, wow. Megan, that's extreme.
Just quickly, can someone find me Mr. Big to be with you, please?
I'm the one who wants
if we could get that.
With you.
And finally...
Hey, it must have hurt. Because I can't remember anything when I was three.
Oh, I know. I can't tell you the pain of a bee sting on your tongue. Hey, Fev, remember when you didn't think this segment would be successful?
Oh, I never said that.
Got Sue from Geelong. Hey, Sue.
Hi, guys. How are you? Love your work.
Oh, thanks, Sue. We're talking bees and bee stings. Do you have a memorable bee sting?
I have a very memorable bee sting story. Grew up on a farm and had the old... a beehive, and it was like a massive big box down the bottom of the driveway, and my brother was playing around with his gum boots, at the beehive, swarmed, he bolted off. I was I think I was like about 8 to 10 ballpark, and the bees swarmed me. I had hundreds of bee stings over me.
Wow. And it's a long story, isn't it?
I can't remember the pain.
Sue, that could have... And now we might have to get rid of... who is it, Kanye?
Oh, no, that's Black Eyed Peas.
We're not going to get rid of them because, Sue, you could have died. That's really serious.
I know, yeah, but the old blue bottle. Mum got all the stings out, got all the old blue bottle out. And
I mean...
Do you want to
play the Black Eyed Peas again?
1019 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring. Yeah. That can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay. We need you to sing.
The next line.
How does it work, firstly, before we get to what is a great prize, a real one-off?
Oh, we had a little surprise prize. Well, the way it works is, Fev and I, we hang around in the studio, have a few laughs, muck around, we get a few drinks. Just a couple of glasses of water. And,
couple of Bloody Marys.
And then we call people. We've got this great registry now. You can head to fox.com.au if you want a random call on Hotline Ring.
Right.
Now, we play a song, just a grab, just a little bit of the song down the phone line, and you need to complete the lyrics. Now, the beauty of this is you might be at work, you might be
in a meeting,
you might be at church, you could be anywhere. We require you to sing. Now, on this occasion, because Cher's coming to town, yes, and we can't wait,
yeah,
we decided if anyone could complete the lyrics, we'd give them Cher tickets.
Brilliant, because Cher is performing her greatest hits live in concert, Rod Laver Arena, Wednesday, October 3rd. Tickets on sale now at livenation.com.au. I wonder how the callers went with this one.
Well, Byron, you're about
we'll
to
play
find
it
out.
And we'll find out.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
If I could turn back time, I'd find a way. Blood out of bed, blood out of bed. Blood out of bed.
Hello.
I don't know this one. If I could find another. Is that it? Hello. Could turn back time, doo-doo-doo-doo, if I could find my way.
Yes! Yeah! Yeah! So much, Fifi, Fev and Byron, you're going to see Cher.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God, thank you so much.
You went from I thought you weren't going to sing to you belted.
No, I can barely hear the first time. I had to quickly grab my phone. Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
1019 The Fox.
Oh, Fev, this is a really sad day. I'm worried that the day of the player is over because one of the all-time greats, Hugh Grant.
Yes, Boxy.
He's announced he's getting married.
At 23 past three this morning when I was watching Good Morning America because they're Dancing with the Stars and the American Idol just finished. They had the contestants on there.
You really need to sleep.
I know. They broke that a 57-year-old Hugh Grant, four weddings and a funeral.
I know. And
finally, he's getting hitched.
Do you know, I feel I'm confused about this because I love Hugh Grant. I've always loved him. I love his movies. I don't even care that the critics say he always plays the same foppish guy. I love that foppish guy. And I love and I love marriage and that's wonderful, but I'm disappointed. I liked him as the player.
Yeah, he's not the player.
I loved that no girl could pin him down.
Mm.
And if you think about it, if you've passed up Liz Hurley, like one of the all-time greats, I mean, she can do no wrong. At 52, she's looking better than 18-year-olds. It's sort of like a sad day for players.
I just wonder what it would be great if we could get him on the line. Just hey, mate, you're just close to 60. The pension's kicking in. Time to
ready to settle down.
One thing I do know is he's not big on media interviews, so the chance of that happening. But did you know? Because I thought this was common knowledge, but Leon, our executive producer, was a bit surprised by this. He has had 4 kids in the last like 4 years. Mm. It's like he's delayed everything in
life.
Out
of wedlock.
Well, he had.
I'm having one of them.
Living in sin.
It was actually a stunning turn of events because he got his one of his girlfriends pregnant and then the other pregnant at the same time. And then you thought, yeah, so he got, I'm actually going to break this down.
Break it down.
He was dating a girl called Tinglin. He got Tingling pregnant.
Tingling.
Tingling?
Yep.
That's not how it's pronounced.
It is. It says Tingling.
It's not.
Anyway, got Tingling pregnant. And then he went and got Anna pregnant.
Is that the same?
Within a year. So they're both pregnant at the same time. Then he went back and got Tingling pregnant again.
So Tingling's just made it.
And then he got Anna pregnant again.
Whoa, it's just like a game of tennis between Tingling and Anna.
Who's Tingling? Is that the same as Tomatoan?
No, it's Tingling Hong. It's his ex-girlfriend. Oh. Anyway, that's amazing. All in his 50s.
Were they all living together?
No. Well, one of them's now prepared to marry him. So he's got away with a lot. Yeah.
Tingling?
Anna.
It's Anna. What about Tingling?
So what are we going to do? 13, 10, 16.
Here we go. Well, no, he's left all the – he's a player and he's hung up his playing boots. And he's definitely of an age where maybe you wouldn't want to be a player anymore. Mm. But 13, 10, 60, let's celebrate the playing dads. Are you a playing parent? Maybe it's your dad. We had a caller the other day.
Oh, that's right.
And she nominated her dad as a player.
This was on the back of the new trend monkeying in the dating world. This was great.
Is your dad a player?
Well, every time we've got a family dinner or I go to see him, for example, the family dinners, it's more he's got a new girl every time and it's kind of they end up coming to me saying, oh, does your dad have many relationships and I have to be the
dad's a gigolo.
Is your dad a gigolo?
Yes.
Okay. 13, 10, 60.
Hugh's not far away from the retirement home.
Oh, come on, Fez.
And that's like a frat party. <isn't it?
laughs> We'll take your calls next.
Your dad has a few too many girlfriends.
101.9 The Fox.
Hugh Grant at 57 has He's finally said at the age of 57, I don't want to be a player no more.
What did you do there?
He doesn't want to be a player. He's settling down.
He does. He's 57. He's just had 4 kids in the last 4 years. A stunning effort to 2 different women. And he has had many various girlfriends. There was the Jemima Goldsmith stage. There was the Liz Hurley stage. And why you'd ever move on from Liz.
There was the car.
The Divine Brown stage. Mm. Interesting decision. Anyway, he settled down. So we thought, let's celebrate older players. Maybe it's your dad. Maybe it's your mum. Play away, we say. Sam in Geelong. Hi, Sam.
How you going?
Hey, really well, Sam. Sam, do you have a player parent?
Yeah, my old man's a bigger player.
You sound very proud, Sam.
Oh, well, 54 years old, he's doing all right.
Ooh, does he still get out to Lammy's?
Nah.
What, when you say, like, how aggressively is he playing, Sam? How many ladies are you seeing come through the front door?
Is he on Tinder?
Well, one hasn't come through the door, but we'll call one girl old love. It's an ex-girlfriend from back in the day. Mm-hmm. She's been the main girl the last probably 4 or 5 years. And then another one started coming through the door and then just recently he's been talking about this girl, which is also an ex-girlfriend from back before I was born. But the second girl that actually come through the door added me on Facebook and her last name was the same as the name on Dad's work shirt.
Oh no.
Hang on.
He's
sleeping with the boss.
Yeah.
So it was the boss's daughter. Whoa. But during that time, she's taken over the company.
Okay, this is my
status. Well, no, I think, Sam, it might be time to have a chat with your dad. Boss's daughter's not a great area.
Well, it is if you're talking with the boys.
Hey! 101.9 The Fox.
Now, I sit here in this studio and I'm the last to throw stones. When you get up at the ridiculous hour we do, sometimes you're just whacking clothes on. But I would like to say, and Fev, you may or may not agree with me, Byron, you always go to great lengths to look like a...
what?
No, you always look great.
Thanks.
You've mixed it up today.
What do you mean I've mixed it up?
No, no, no. I am giving you the compliment that I think you are a well-dressed man. Now, today what you've done is you've got like a tracksuit top on, some jeans and joggers.
Mm.
Why did you want me to play this music?
You look very Seinfeldish.
It's just, you've
this
got...
This is where the trends are. You guys don't get it. You don't get it.
It's like, Americans. You
this
know,
is
when
embarrassing.
You go to, when you go to America or you go to like a fun park or something and there's tourists, you can tell because they've got jeans with joggers on.
Oh,
no.
Hardly.
Joggers are for running
this
or
is
gym.
More, this go, is more Hollywood NBA than theme park.
You go to great lengths to stay youthful. You are, and you look it, honestly.
Thank you.
You look 30.
Thank you.
Sketches and West Coast jeans,
but
mate.
But what have
don't
you done
go.
Today?
It's actually jeans. Star and Adidas.
But you've got a daddy look. It's a dad.
Daddy?
Look, dad.
That's a compliment. Kids, daddy, that's a word you use in a positive way.
I know,
way.
But okay, I'll say dad. You've got a dad.
I don't want to be a dad. You've
got a
look.
Granddad look.
Yeah, you got joggers and jeans. It just aged you.
Can we do a poll on Instagram? Seriously.
20 years.
Unfortunately, what this will do is show both of you up as being out of
touch. Hey, I've got an idea.
Out of touch.
We don't try that.
Why are we doing a poll on Instagram? We've got a radio station.
Well, they can't see how good I look on radio.
It seems like you want to do social media. If you'd like to do that, pop off air, buddy. We do radio.
Yes. I can take you to radio school.
We can do a poll now.
Oh.
131060.
Oh, you're really smart, aren't you? Oh, on radio, what do you think his shoes look like, you morons,
no,
both of you?
Oh, I think people can understand the concept of jeans and joggers. They don't need to see a photo of it.
As I told him on Monday, jump on our back and we'll take you to places you've never been before.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the ride, mate.
Okay.
See, enjoy the ride.
And I'm going to just change it a tiny bit. Don't jump on our backs. Grab our coattails.
Yeah. Can I get off the ride, please? It's like that ride, you're strapped in and I can't get out. I'm still on the ride.
Well, you can get out easy.
Okay, 131060.
Plenty of button monkeys floating around.
If you're a guy backing in jeans and joggers, and I'm not going to say jeans and sneakers or Nikes or Adidas shoes. We're going to call them joggers because that's what
They're
they
joggers.
Are, Byron. You've got jeans
so
and joggers on.
You are out of touch. We'll see how we go on the phones here. 131060 is the number.
What top are you going on? Dark Vader.
Fee-fee-feven, Byron.
What is
it's an ironic heavy
it's
metal
Dark Vader.
Motif. You wouldn't get that either.
Star Wars, let the force be with you, Byron.
Out of touch.
101.9 The Fox.
Why do I have to keep playing this?
Because, Byron, you've turned up today, and again, I don't want you to feel bullied. You often look great. And it's not even that you look bad today. You've just chosen interesting attire to put together. You're wearing jeans with joggers.
Why have you only noticed
very
today?
It's Seinfeld.
I've done this nearly every day all year.
No, I'm not. Converse aren't joggers. You wear Connies most days.
You wear Connies.
Some days.
You wear high tops.
I got Boosts. I got Yeezy Boosts. I got EQTs.
You just
sorry,
look.
Sorry, what?
Oh, he's trying to be young. It just looks a little bit like you've given up. And
you're in your 40s, mate.
Yeah. I just hit the cusp and look 10 years younger than I am.
Anyway, we have you are rocking a Seinfeld look today, and we've just said 131060. Do you back Byron? Are you backing in jeans and joggers?
I reckon if we walk down the street later on. And we just see people we don't know. They'd say, oh, is your dad not working today?
Yeah, that's good. Good one. Joe's on the line.
Joe.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe, you rocking jeans and joggers?
Yay, all the way.
Yay.
How old are you, Joe?
40.
Yep.
Well, maybe it's a turn 40 and put
it's jeans not a turn
40, on.
It's more a turn 20 thing. Joe and I are just keeping it real and relevant.
Look at Fev with his flip-flops.
Yep.
That's
and they're
look.
Adidas too.
They're Adidas.
Adidas.
Josh in Frankston. Hi, Josh.
How you going?
You're good, Josh. Oh. Now, you sound quite youthful. Are you rocking jeans and joggers?
It's 2018, baby, absolutely.
Are you Greek, Italian?
What's that got to do with it?
Italian, brother.
There you
why
go.
Do you racially what don't racially
that's
profile?
What they do.
Why would you racially
he's
profile?
One of them.
I'm one of them.
How you do, bro?
We
thank
know,
you, Josh.
Don't worry.
Thank you.
I know.
I tell you what, this has backfired. Everyone's all over it right now. Josh is
has
one
it?
Of my people.
Let's
has
talk
it
to a Gen
backfired?
Y. Toby.
Toby in Moonee Pond.
G'day. It's bloody shocking, Byron. Absolutely shocking.
And how old are you, Tobes?
I am 19, turn 20.
There you go.
19.
That's the youth.
Grow up, today. Toby.
Toby.
Toby knows
Toby,
where it's
Toby, next
at.
Time.
It's called Gunners 12. It's not joggers, it's Gunners.
Junners.
Yeah, Junners.
I've never
hey,
worn
Toby,
a Junner. I never will wear a Junner.
You
got it on, Junners.
Toby, are you working or are you studying? What do you do?
I'm a worker.
Well, next time you have a bring your dad to work day, would you like to take Byron?
Or granddad.
Very funny.
101.9 The Fox.
We had such a big announcement on the show yesterday. Fev, you revealed, in fact, we had your gorgeous fiance Alex in here with you with all your kids. You're having a baby.
Yay. And we thought we'd pop the balloon.
You did the gender reveal.
Yes. Because we told the kids the day before, Boxy. And I went, we spoke about it on air a little bit. And this was the chat that we had on air.
This was yesterday
morning. This was yesterday morning with Alex. I told the kids last night, and I reckon we had a 10-minute conversation trying to convince them that we are having a baby. Because they said...
No, it was terrible. It was actually... I'm like, guys, we're serious. I'm like, no, you're
lying. It's a radio.
It's a radio gag.
It was interesting, Boxy, because... Yes, Thursday when I went to Perth, we got the phone call from the doctor to say, yes, everything's fine, the baby's healthy, and the sex of the baby. And we hadn't told the kids yet. So the kids didn't know, so we had to wait till we got back Monday night because we knew we were revealing it on the radio on the Tuesday. So we thought we'd tell the kids first, don't tell them what the sex is, and then they can do a big surprise on the radio, which would be fun. So we sat them down and Mia got her phone out to film it all so we can play back, you know, to the baby when it's older. And I said to Al, you go. And she goes, no, you do it. And I go, okay, guys, we've got something to tell you. You're going to have a little brother or sister. We're having a baby. And they went, oh, yeah, good one, Dad. I said, no, seriously, we're having a baby. And they go, nah, you got that face. You got that lying face. And I said, and Alex is like, no, we are having a baby, girls. Would I lie? Nah, Dad's got his eyebrows. His eyebrows have gone funny. And I was like, no, seriously, we're having a baby. And they're like laughing, going, ah, it's for radio. You're doing, Mia's filming. You're doing a radio skit. Every time I try to tell something and be serious to my kids, they don't believe me, Fee.
I know, but you know what it's like for me? It's like when you're at school and you're a kid, you never had the boy who cried wolf red to you because that is you. And I live with it every day. You will say, even when you were breaking the news to the team.
The day before.
So the day before, we had all the team come in and Fev was like, guys, I've got to tell you something.
And I was down the line.
He was from Perth and he looked at everybody and he said, guys, I'm quitting the show. I'm no longer going to be on it. And they all look devastated.
No, they cheered.
Well, no. And then you go, no, I'm actually having a baby. And they've all looked at you again going, well, hang on, no, what? And you are, and I'd love to know 131060, if there's anyone out there who similarly, when you actually had something to say, nobody believed you. Because worst case scenario for you, Fev, like this is wonderful news and everyone's so happy for you. But if you... right now clutched your chest and told me you were having a heart attack, I would laugh. But that's the situation you've created.
Maybe, like when I was in Bali and we pretended we got married. I didn't get married.
That's right. I fell for that.
I've been with you long enough now to not fall for it. But 131060, we would love to hear from anybody who, when they really needed people to believe them, they didn't. Like Fev needed his children to understand he's having a baby.
That beautiful moment. It was just a beautiful moment with all our family.
Destroyed.
And just got destroyed.
You know who we're going to hear from? Lots of pranksters who are exactly like Fev, or maybe people who know these pranksters that they we can't trust them.
And maybe it was a serious situation. Like imagine like calling out, help, my car's been broken into. Not coming over.
I reckon if I did have a heart attack, you'd be like, good joke, Fev.
Well, I'm honestly, you remember recently, I think you fell off the chair and I burst out laughing.
Yes.
And you did say to me, I just thought you could have been a bit more concerned. I can't be concerned anymore.
He was writhing in pain.
You know, one of the very first times he lost me, sorry, Byron, I am banging on now, but was because I love food and cakes and he brought in a donut and he goes, oh, Fee, you're going to love this donut. And I bit into it and I ate a tuna donut.
Very funny.
And from that moment on, I can't believe anything you say.
Next time you present a plate of donuts to Fee, she's going to say, absolutely not.
What prank are you playing at the moment with that kit?
It's a prank where I press the button and we take an ad break.
101.9 The Fox.
It's the boy who cried wolf with Brendan Favola, isn't it, Fee?
It is. He's a prankster. We deal with this every day, day in, day out. And unfortunately, it backfired. When Fev, you wanted a beautiful moment with your three gorgeous girls to break the news that you and Alex are having a baby. None of them believed you. And you're not alone in this. Brittany from Point Cook. Hi, Brittany.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, Brittany. Are you the boy who cried wolf? Are you a prankster?
No, unfortunately not. So my name's Brittany Spears, like a singer.
Yes, that's amazing.
And I actually had to call 000 due to an internet, and they didn't believe me and hung up on me.
Oh, Brittany. I mean,
yeah.
I sort of see where they're coming from. Like
100%.
Yeah, good joke, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears calls you.
I often say to the kids, like, I give them a kiss goodnight and I'll go, well, where are you going? I go, I'm going to Sydney tomorrow. I've got to do work stuff.
Oh,
and they're like, oh, Dad. Nah, just joking.
It never ends.
No, it doesn't.
It's relentless.
For resort living every day, head to mandalayliving.com.au. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, the community hub is underway with the superb leisure park and the new primary school now announced. Just 40 minutes north of Melbourne. 101.